بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش پڑھنا Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah, to continue from where we had left off in the last session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given victory to the Muslimin in the plains of Marj al-Safar, where Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu had taken Khulus and Azazir as prisoners, and the rest of the army just dispersed and ran off towards Dimashq. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the Muslim army stayed overnight in the plains of Marj al-Safar. And the very next day after Fajr Salah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid headed towards Dimashq, Damascus, beautiful city, oldest capital in the world, the most beautiful city in that part of the region. When Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an got close to the borders of Dimashq, information was already given to the Romans. Even before his presence in the inner part of the city, the entire city was completely fortified. All the main gates were sealed and locked. No entry, no exit, nothing was possible. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, with a very humble Muslim army, in fact, the Mu'arrikhin for the very first time have not even given us the figure of Muslim Mujahideen who took part in that battle. The ulama have mentioned without a doubt, definitely they were not as many as they were in the previous battles, in the battle of Yaqusa, in the battle of Ajnadin, in the battle of Marj al-Safar. A lot of the Mujahideen were shaheed due to injury, they could not fight. Very few in numbers. As for the Romans, just on one side of the wall that was being covered, the Roman garrison there was approximately of 16,000 soldiers. With everything there, all the weapons, everything they had taken, they were well prepared. They knew that the Muslims will come. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an decided to camp at a place which was known as the monastery of the monks there. Later on, that area was known as Dar-e Khalid bin Walid. That monastery is no longer there today, but the Syrian government has preserved its locations, that this is where the monastery once was. It's approximately half a mile away from the main gate of Syria, of Dimashq, the main gate. There were still monks in the monastery. When Hazrat Khalid bin Walid entered into the monastery, the monks were very, very fearful, very scared. They had heard of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, but subhanallah, this is the khulq, the character of the Muslimin. The monks were so impressed by the character of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an then they said to him that you, the Muslims, treat us better than the Christians. And they said that we will do anything what you want, and not out of fear, but out of honor and respect. They said, we will even give you information of the routes in and out from Dimashq. Whatever assistance you need, we will be there to guide you. We will also attend to the wounded ones from the Muslim Mujahideen. So the monastery was actually a hospital also, and also where the office of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was. So those that were injured and wounded were being treated by the monks in the monastery, being looked after. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an had occupied the front section of the monastery. Straight away, without wasting time, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an called all the great Muslim generals. A meeting was held straight away. Everybody was there. Hazrat Sharahbil, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid did mashwara with the Muslims and gave them clear instructions to block off and to guard the main gate. The gate of Thomas was given to Hazrat Sharahbil radiallahu ta'ala. He was in charge to look after that gate. The Faradis gate was given to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. He was in charge of that gate. And the Jabiya gate was given to generally the one who was second in command of the Muslim army, highly respected, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala an. And the other two gates were given to the young great Mujahid, Hazrat Yazid radiallahu ta'ala an. This was the distribution of gates, and the Muslim army very quickly got to their positions. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid stayed in the monastery, making sure that all information was given to him. It is said, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, once the instruction was given, the Muslims very quickly pitched up their tents there. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala an would say to, later on after the war, after all the battles, he would say to the young companions that were there, that in the time of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, we took such pride in our Iman and Islam that we never even used any weapons or tents that we had taken from the Romans. Muslims had won many battles. The spoils of war was at hand. They had many tents, they had weapons, but the Muslims never used anything that belonged to the Romans. In fact, it is said that they pitched up their own tents that they brought with them from Madinatul Munawwara. The local, simple, Taifi type of tents made out of camel hair. And as for the sophisticated tents, they were used for the animals and to store weapons and other items far away from the battleground. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah would say, the reason for that is we are not prepared to do mashwira or to perform salah or to talk about jihad in that tent where a possibility would be that shirk was done in the inside part of that tent. So there is no barakat, there is no khair. And that is why we would use the tents that we brought with us, the Taifi tents, the local tents, simple tents. And they pitched everything around. This was the distribution. Coming back to Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an had the overall responsibility. His responsibility was to patrol from one end to another end, a full circuit, to make sure that everyone is safe, looking after the positions, nobody could go in and nobody could come out. Mu'arrikhin have mentioned that the Muslims were so few in number that in reality it was impossible to guard that entire part of the front wall where the siege was. That is why Thomas, who was inside Dimashq, he was in full contact with Heraclius. There was a possibility that one man could be lowered from the wall, he would come back, He would come down in the night and pass all the information. So Heraclius and Thomas were in full communication. They would talk with each other. It was impossible for the Muslimin. 16,000 was just on one side. And the Muslims were very, very few as compared to the Roman army. It is said that the next day the siege began. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, with the intelligence and the skills that Allah has given him, he said that we are in no rush. The more days that pass by, advantage is for the Muslimin. It's difficult, they are peeping through the walls on top, they've got everything there, and the Muslims are down. So for a few days nothing happened. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an called Azazir and Khulus. Azazir and Khulus both chained up, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an grabbed hold of both of them and brought them to the front section of the wall, which was the eastern gate. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an made both of them stand there in a position that they were clearly visible to the Romans also. Once news spread to the Romans in the inner part of the city that Azazir and Khulus are also down, all of them came to the wall to see what Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was going to do with them. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, with his voice very loud, said to them, and you know that Azazir spoke fluent Arabic also, so he said to them, I am still giving you a chance. Aslim Tuslam. Say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Salvation is for you. You will live, freedom will be given to you. Or pay us jizya and tell your people to surrender. When Azazir looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid with arrogance, he thought that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid won't do anything to them, not to Khulus and Azazir, and this was not the right time to do anything of the sort. And with a lot of arrogance, again, they said that we will never ever surrender to the Muslims, and we cannot imagine, we can never imagine ourselves to be Muslims. We will never become Muslims. As Khalid bin Walid again repeated, can you hear me clearly what I have said? Aslim Tuslam. They says we will not become Muslim. And Khalid bin Walid said again, Aslim Tuslam. And they said no. Finally, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid gave his verdict, his decision. At a distance was Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala. And he called Hazrat Zirar. And you know when Hazrat Zirar bin Azwar radiallahu ta'ala comes, when he comes there will be some form of spillage of blood. So when he came, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to him, right, I want you to execute both of them here, standing here, so that the Romans can have the full view, a live event. Subhanallah. A lot of the people might wonder that why everything was with Hazrat Zirar. And the reason for that is very simple. The man was very, very skillful with his sword, with the lance, with everything, with all the weapons. And it is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that even when you slaughter an animal, the sunnah is not to give it pain. Not to give it pain. And when you slaughter an animal, make sure the other animals can't see that. So you are covering the rest of the animals. That is the method. And make sure the blade is very, very sharp. In the case of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he took the blade, the knife and the ropes, and there in front of Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, the stone that was there, and he was sharpening the blade. Subhanallah, what imtihan Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam went through. That is why the Arabs, they have this special method of slaughtering, sacrificing the camel. They tie the camel in a very special way. It is said that by tying the camel in a special method, the ruh of the camel comes out from the body with ease. There is no pain. That is the proper way. So even when it comes to qisas, if you were to take the life of someone, for an example, if somebody had killed somebody and the family members don't accept blood money, so it is an eye for an eye, nafs for a nafs, soul for a soul, body for body, as it is translated in the Quran. It should be done in such a way that there is no pain. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was a man who knew how to go ahead with this business of execution. It was only one touch and that person would die straight away. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was standing in one position. I don't know if any of the brothers here have had an opportunity to see how it is done in Saudi Arabia. Kabhi dekha hai kisi ne? Hands cut off. First it was done in the Haramain al-Sharifain in Makkatul Mukarramah, straight away. The minute the Imam of Jumu'ah would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the Qazi would be standing there. And the Qazi would give the decision that yes, we find him guilty of such and such a crime. He has killed a person. And straight away, and the ambulance is ready, everything. And then the head is again stitched onto the body, and then it is given the burial. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid called Hazrat Dirar, and straight away, khulus first down. Just one quick touchdown, khulus. Body yaha, sar waha, decapitated, beheaded. And then Azazir looked at khulus. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid did not give him a chance again. Again, Hazrat Zirar straight away finished off Azazir. So now the two main generals, imagine what a depressing sight it must have been. It took away all that power from them. And they understood now, the Romans knew that the Muslims, though few in number, but they were very, very serious. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is very serious. He is going to take the city of Dimashq. News spread very, very quickly that Azazir and Khulus have been executed right in front of the main gate, the eastern gate, and the Romans were very, very fearful. When this news came to Hercules, he was a very intelligent man. He knew that very soon the city would fall to the Muslimin. It's not that they did not have enough soldiers or insufficient troops. They had a lot of troops, a lot of soldiers, but insufficient supplies of food and water. It was not enough food for them. 3 weeks had passed, just some sporadic exchanges of archery, somebody throwing stones and the Muslim shooting back, but nothing, no major attacks of a battle starting between the Muslims and the Romans. Heraclius, what he did was very quickly he organized another batch of Roman army comprising of approximately 12,000 soldiers. 12,000 soldiers, 16,000 there, and now they were coming towards the gates of Jabiya, towards Dimashq. So the Muslims are now in the middle. Straight away information was given to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was not surprised, but it was a difficult moment for the Muslimin. What do? You have a siege here, the gates are protected, the Romans are on the top, a massive army inside, now a strong army is coming to aid the Romans and to break that siege, to break the defense of the Muslimin. What do we do? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and again very, very quickly consulted the seniors, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was of the opinion that I think what we need to do is turn from Dimashq and go towards Baytul Lihya, where this second batch of Roman army is coming, and let us fight them. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, no, I don't think this is the right move. The people in Dimashq, in the city, will take us to be weak. They will come from the back, and the Roman army in the front, we will be crushed in the middle. So that's not the right move. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, then what is your opinion? Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah said that, make someone an Amir, and send with them the most experienced mujahideen to stop that batch of people coming. And the Muslims were so few in number. The Futuh al-Sham, that is written by Al-Waqidi, says Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an selected only 500 mujahids to fight. How many? 12,000. 500 mujahids, and he had no choice. The only Amir that he could appoint on the 500 was Hazrat Zirar. So he said to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, "What is your opinion of Hazrat Zirar?" Hazrat Zirar was a man who would have kafan on his head all the time and fight. Subhanallah, this is the time. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah said that, in my opinion, Hazrat Zirar bin Azwar is the right man. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid called Hazrat Zirar bin Azwar and said to him, "I am appointing you as an Amir over the 500 Mujahid." These 500 Mujahideen had taken bay'ah on the hands of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. They had taken bay'ah of death. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to Hazrat Zirar that these are 500 Mujahideen that have given their dunya to Allah in exchange of Jannah. They have given their dunya to Allah in exchange of Jannah. These are 500 Mujahid with you, all prepared. And you are the Amir. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, if anything was to happen, then Hazrat Rafi' would be second in command. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid that may Allah reward you that you trust me and you have appointed me as an Amir. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, don't be hasty. Don't rush towards your enemy. Don't fight them. Think of everything. If you feel that there are too many in front of you, don't fight. Come back and inshallah we will sit again, do mashwira, come up with another plan. Now, was this mashwira any good to Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an coming back? There was no coming back. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, and these are, subhanallah, words recorded in the books of history. He said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, Amirul Mu'mineen, in the battlefield, he was the Amir. The other mujahids are not prepared, but I am very, very excited. I am going ahead towards Baytul Lihya, and I will be waiting for the Romans to come, and I will not do anything until the rest of the mujahideen 500 come to Baytul Lihya, but I can't wait, I am going, do you give me permission? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that, I give you permission if you promise to wait for all of the group to come. And he gave a promise to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid that I will wait. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala, again, very quickly on his horse, went towards Baytul Lihya. What kind of mujahids were they? Subhanallah. Main to kehta hoon, Allah mujhe aapko jannat de. And we can see these beautiful faces. The face of Umar Farooq, the face of Siddiq Akbar. Imagine the face of Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Imagine the face of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And subhanallah, the stories that we read. Hazrat Zirar bin Azwar, subhanallah. May Allah give us this opportunity. With the barakat of this majlis, may Allah grant us Jannah. Bila hisab o kitab, Allah Paak mujhe aapko Jannah de de. Subhanallah. Hazrat Zirar is there, already has set up his plan. Now his idea was to ambush and to attack the Romans whilst they were coming down, crossing the mountain. So they would hide on one side, and as the army came to attack them in a very surprising way, an ambush attack straight to them. This was the plan. 500 to fight 12,000. What else could they do? Once all the mujahideen were there, they were hiding on the side of the road, the path that they were taking. They had crossed Emesa, and they were now coming towards Dimashq. It is said that Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an could see the first section of the Romans. He describes that there were so many Romans. You see, it's like Yajuj and Majuj. When they cross the river of Tiberia, the first section of Yajuj, Majuj will start to drink the water, river, Puri Neher. And the last section of it, when they come to that part, they will look at the ground, the soil that will be wet, and they will lift up the sand in their hands and they will say, "Oh, cha, maybe once upon a time there was water here." When only the front section has drank up all the water, finished the water completely. So there were so many. The books of history say that as if the mountain was not visible, and the only thing they could see were Roman soldiers climbing up from the mountain and coming down. Some of the Mujahideen came to Hazrat Zirar and said that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid did give us the option that if there are too many, we should go back. And our mashwara is that this is not the right way to fight the Romans. Too many, they have the weapons, they have everything. We are no match, 500 people. And Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala answered, "Returning back? Haven't you heard of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran? فَلَا تُوَلُّهُمُ الْأَدْبَارُ." That when you are in jihad, there is no going back. There is no going back. So we are here. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid has made me and appointed me as an Amir. Let us make dua. And the words of Hazrat Zirar were, "Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin." O Allah, grant us patience. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana, and make us firm that we can stand in front of our enemies. And Allah, give us victory in front of our enemies that are here. And another verse that he read, "Kam min fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan bi'iznillah." He says, you have read the Quran. You know that number is nothing for the Muslims. They can be thousands and thousands. We have Allah, we have ikhlas, we follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are here with the instructions given to us by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, and we will stay and we will fight. Everybody again said to Hazrat Zirar, "If this is your decision, we are prepared." They were with Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala, and slowly they came out from their concealment, chanting out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." And this is the method that when you go in jihad, that one should be in zikr constantly, and that when you go out forward, you should say, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." And this is how you go forward marching. So that creates this fear in the hearts of the enemies. And all of the 500 came out saying, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an was right in the front. And he saw that they were covering one of their main generals, bodyguards were there. So the target was, using the strategy which Hazrat Khalid bin Walid would apply many times in the battlefield, to take out the head, and so that it would be easy. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala, and without looking back, slowly started to advance and push himself forward and forward. And you knew that his method of fighting was with the top off. And they knew straight away, they knew now who Hazrat Zirar was, and they knew exactly who Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was. And Hazrat Zirar was very easy to spot in the battlefield, the only man with nothing as protection. So the top was off and he was there fighting. Some of the Muslimin, Hazrat Rafi, was shouting at Hazrat Zirar that, "You're going too far, we can't keep up with you." 12,500 soldiers, and everybody, when the front row is down, you get another row. It's like a wave of Roman soldiers coming and just pouring. And Hazrat Zirar did not look behind, just went forward, until he pushed himself so far ahead that now he was virtually surrounded completely by the Romans. No way for the Muslimin to spot Hazrat Zirar, and nor could Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala and see the Muslims. He still fought. He fought with great strength. But it is said that now they were shooting arrows at him. And a lot of the arrows were, they injured him on the hand, right hand, on the left hand. And the hands were basically paralyzed completely. And Hazrat Zira radiallahu ta'ala and just fell off the horse. How can you fight? How many people will you fight? And then the one in charge said to the soldiers there, the Roman soldiers, that don't kill him. We will take him as a prisoner. Like how they took Khulus and Azazir as a prisoner. This was the most depressing moment for the Muslims. Straight away they knew. Hazrat Zirar just went forward. Hazrat Rafi was now in command. Straight away he took charge and he said that we can't leave Hazrat Zirar there. And he launched many, many attacks to break that defense of the Romans, but fruitless. It was impossible for the Muslims. Hazrat Zirar was nowhere to be seen. They did not kill Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. They gave him a chance. They took him as a prisoner. Straight away Hazrat Rafa sent someone to Dimashq to do mashwira with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an and explain to him of the situation. What do we do? Hazrat Rafa was there stopping this group of the Romans from advancing towards Dimashq. When the messenger came to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, the sun was still out. It wasn't ghurub, maghrib time. There was still time for ghurub. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was given the news that they have caught Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. This was a difficult moment for Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. Again, he called the Muslim generals and opened up the situation. He said to Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, I think now all of us must go and help the Muslimin, and we have to look for Hazrat Zirar. They say that he has been taken as a prisoner. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah again said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid that with my experience, my mashwira is that this is not the right time for the whole army to move out. This will prove us to be weak and the advantage will go to the Romans. So Khalid bin Walid said, what do you want me to do? What should we do? And again, while thinking, Khalid bin Walid said, I will take with me a group of 4,000 mujahideen. A group of 4,000 mujahideen, but late in the night. So that as the group of mujahids go from Dimashq out towards Baytul Lihya, it is not visible. So that information is not given to Heraclius and all the other Roman generals that were there. In the night, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and selected 4,000 mujahids. Information was given to him that they were already 12,000 there. And the overall command now was in the hands of Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Subhanallah, my respected brothers, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid all night traveling, gets to Baytul Lihya early in the morning. Fajr was read whilst they traveled towards Baytul Lihya on the road. When they got to Baytul Lihya, the Muslims were still there and they were still fighting the Mujahideen. Only 500 and they were 12,000, virtually exhausted, and nothing better for them than to see the sight of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid with 4,000 mujahideen coming to aid them. When Hazrat Khalid bin Walid came, Hazrat Rafi was there, and Hazrat Rafi explained the situation to Khalid bin Walid. The first thing what he said is, Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an alive. أَهُوَ حَيٌّ Is he alive? أَوْ مَاتَ Or is he shaheed? And Hazrat Rafi said that, to my best knowledge, they took him as a prisoner. He is alive and he is hayat. Whilst talking to Hazrat Rafi, subhanallah, all of a sudden, this rider just comes in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, covered in black, with a green amama, only the eyes, white shining eyes visible, completely dressed up in black from the top to bottom, with a sword and a lance, and very slim, in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and Hazrat Rafi', saying nothing to both the Amirs, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and Hazrat Rafi', just wearing a breastplate that was the only protection that this rider had, the one in the mask. And subhanallah, what a great rider this Mujahid was. Cut through, went straight in front with the sword, with the lance, fighting the Romans. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was shocked. But ye to Jibreel alayhi salam aage. All of a sudden, who is this? Young man, what a fighter, what a Mujahid, what spirit, fighting all the way. And one individual pushing the Romans back, coming very quickly, attacking the front section of the Romans and then coming back. Displaying this skill of horsemanship, riding and everything, the sword, the lance, subhanallah. And it is said that Hazrat Rafi', looking at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, said that this individual fights like Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, but it is not Khalid bin Walid, because Khalid bin Walid is in front of me. And it's not Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala. And covered from top to bottom, everything totally covered, fighting. And Hazrat Rafi' looking, everybody is surprised. Who is this great Mujahid on the horse fighting? Muslims were happy. The Mujahids were now completely refreshed, looking at the vigor and the courage of this individual fighting and taking all of them on. Received a lot of injury, a lot of blood was coming out, but at the same time continued the fighting. As this rider came close back with where the Muslims were, as Khalid bin Walid said that, "Ya Mujahid, O Mujahid, stop and tell your Amir, tell me your identity, who are you? Who are you?" And this individual just looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, no answer. Again, subhanallah, on the horse, going front, going to the front section, doing the damage, coming back. And Khalid bin Walid is just for the first time standing and saying, "Tell me who you are." All silence, nothing, no information. Again going, this time a lot of injury was taken by this individual. Now the blood was oozing out from many parts of the body. And then Hazrat Rafi' came in front of the horse and says, "You have to listen to your Amir. Stop and tell us who you are. You have covered your face." My respected brothers, that individual stopped and spoke to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was on a horse, and when he heard the voice, nearly fell off from the horse. Who was this individual? Can anyone guess? Avid, I think you know? Huh? It's a woman. Who was it? A woman. And when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid heard the voice of a woman, nearly fell off the horse. Subhanallah al-Azim. A woman displaying such courage and fighting. And says, "Amirul Mu'mineen, I listen to you. The only reason that I cover my face is because of hijab, because of parda. And that I come to jihad, but I have to cover my face. And that my voice is also a parda. But I listen to you, you are our Amir. I come here and what you see, this is the fire that is burning inside me. I am Khawlid, the sister of Zirar. I am Khawlid, the sister of Zirar radiallahu ta'ala." Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and gave dua to the father, Hazrat Azwar, and said, "What a great man Hazrat Azwar was to train two individual, subhanallah, and made them perfect individuals in the battlefield. Wow. Even Hazrat Zirar, a great mujahid, and even the sister, a great mujahid. She said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid that, "I come here, I have heard that they have taken my brother as a prisoner. How can I sit back in Dimashq? I have the skills to fight. I have the skills to fight. And I want this honor that you allow me that I fight with the Muslim men so that I can free my brother. I have information that they have taken him as a prisoner." And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an gave permission to this great lady, the daughter of Azwar and the sister of Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, to fight in this battle to find out where Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an is. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah wills, we will continue with this subject in the next session. Daza to kare, how these women were. Subhanallah. What power they had. Women fighting side to side. The sister of Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dua kare. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين